Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The TSA says it could screen 3 million air travelers today. It might be the busiest day of the year for air travel, but ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore says whether you're flying or driving, the weather is not going to cooperate for millions of people on one of the busiest travel days of the entire year.
While lake effect snow is common this time of year, these intense snow bands are making travel nearly impossible. Barnes Corners, New York, 45 inches of snow. Perrysburg, nearly 40 inches of snow. And we are seeing good amounts being dropped in the state of Michigan as well.
President-elect Donald Trump said he plans to appoint Kash Patel, the FBI director. Chris Wray was appointed by Trump in 2017. He would need to be fired or resign. Patel's been an outspoken FBI critic. He says he's plans to rid the government of conspirators against Trump. American holiday shoppers flocked to small businesses Saturday. They've spent a record amount online already. This is ABC News. A new law takes effect today in Minnesota. It bumps pay for rideshare drivers. It amounts to an additional $1.28 per mile and 31 cents per minute from their employers. Omar Cham is a rideshare driver.
We have to get paid like everybody else. Every business in Minnesota is supposed to pay everybody minimum wage. But Uber, they've been lacking off on that the last couple of years.
They say they want more changes, including better working conditions. What do some of the most famous songs in music history have in common? They were played on Gibson guitars, like While My Guitar Gently Weeps, but Customs and Border Protection announced the seizure of over 3,000 counterfeit Gibsons at the Port of Los Angeles, Long Beach. If they were real, the shipment would have been worth about $18 million. Authorities did not say which country the shipment came from, only that it was from Asia. Federal and state law enforcement is investigating. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Thanksgiving has come and gone, and it's somehow December, which means Christmas is in just over 3 weeks. Don't worry, you got this. Macy's Cyber Monday is here to help. Head to Macy's now, where you'll save big on the best gifts for everyone on your list. And best of all, they're all in one place. Easy. You'll find warm winter accessories, cashmere sweaters, and cozy coats for the whole family. Because, yep, it's December now, and while there's 3 weeks until Christmas, these deals only last until Tuesday at Macy's.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday to you. We are at the bottom of the calendar. It is the 1st of December today, and we will start off the month quiet. Nice to have less wind compared to the last few days. Today, mostly sunny, a chilly day, highs around 24 degrees, though not as windy, with a northwest wind 7 to 12 gusting up to 15 miles per hour. The past few days, we had gusts over 30 miles per hour. Tonight, increase in clouds. Some flurries are possible overnight, though no accumulation is expected. We'll back down to 13 for an overnight low. And then Monday, a mix of clouds and sun with lingering flurries. A bit warmer. Highs close to 30. A northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday night, partly cloudy to mostly clear, a low around 14. And then Tuesday, some sun early, followed by increasing clouds in the afternoon, highs near 29 degrees. There is a chance of light snow and flurries late on Tuesday, especially in the evening into Tuesday night and Wednesday, though I expect minor accumulations at this time. The bigger thing will be a strong cold front dropping through, so you'll notice that temperatures will drop late in the day Wednesday after we peak around 38, and the wind will be quite strong out of the northwest, gusting over 30 miles per hour. Thursday, then, will be mostly sunny with a chance of some flurries here and there, highs around 23, but wind chills in the single digits. Friday, beginning in the low single digits, near zero in some spots, then a high around 28 degrees with clouds increasing. There's a chance of light snow late in the day Friday into Friday night and Saturday, and at this time I expect minor accumulations in the region, but we'll monitor that and update you as necessary. Saturday itself, highs around 33 degrees. As far as anything more significant in terms of snow, there is the chance, there's some indications on the 9th, 10th, 11th of December that a system could organize in the midsection of the country and move through. Of course, that is still several days away. A lot will change, but that is a time frame that I'm looking for, 9th, 10th, 11th of December, for that chance of more significant accumulating snow, if you will. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 7 degrees after a morning low of 6. Yesterday's high was 21, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1998 is 60 degrees, with a record low of 11 below set back in 1947. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 23. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:27, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:15. The winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour, creating wind chills at 2 below. Barometric pressure is 30.26, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 7 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Look for mostly sunny conditions today. Chilly and not as windy, though, compared to the past few days with a high of 24. Increasing clouds tonight. Flurries possible, though no accumulation is expected. And, of course, our high for today is going to reach 24 and possibility of 13 for this evening. And then partly cloudy tomorrow with lingering flurries. It'll be warmer with a high of 30. And our current temperature is now went up another degree. We're up to 8 degrees in Richland Center.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Sunday, December 1st. Good morning for WRCO News. Sitting in for Bo Hinrichs, I'm Tim Thede. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff tomorrow in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Betty Jo Nelson, who died October 17th at the age of 89. Former Representative Nelson was first elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly via special election in 1979 and ultimately served six terms in the Wisconsin State Legislature, representing the 10th Assembly District from 1979 to 1983, the 5th Assembly District from 1983 to 1985, and the 10th Assembly District again from 1985 to 1990. In 1987, former Representative Nelson made history as the first woman elected to serve as minority leader. During her time as an elected official in Wisconsin, she served on many notable committees, such as the Joint Committee on Finance, the Joint Committee on Employment Relations, and the Joint Committee on Legislative Organization. In 1990, Nelson resigned from the legislature to serve in the administration of President George H.W. Bush as Administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service within the United States Department of Agriculture, and in 1992 was nominated to serve as Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Food and Consumer Services. Later, Nelson served on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. Services for Betty Jo Nelson will be held tomorrow in Milwaukee. If you're looking for a reason to get outside, how about the Ice Age Trail? Here's Terry Barr.
It's a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trail's PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic, and they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay.
We have people that hike the trail repeatedly, and they do it because it's always a different experience. You know, they try and hike the segments in different conditions, and it's always just something new.
It's also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Best part? It's open for you during the winter months, too. I'm Terry Barr.
If you're looking for a reason to get out, and you can learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers that the application period for cover crop insurance rebates will soon be open. In partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, DATCAP will offer a $5 per acre rebate on summer 2025 crop insurance premiums for acres planted with cover crops this year. The application period will open at noon on December 2nd, so that will be tomorrow, and will remain open until noon on January 31st. The application and information about the program are available online. Kickapoo Cowboy Church will be held tonight at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Cowboy Church is a gospel concert for all. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of the event.
This will be our last one of the season, and we will start up again in April. So, God willing, that's what we plan to do. And we go April through December every year, usually at least an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. We try not to go too long. We just like to try to keep it short, but not too short. So, you know, about an hour and a half is what we try to do. And we're really looking forward to doing this once again this Sunday.
Kickapoo Cowboy Church will be held at 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Kickapoo Cowboy Church will begin again in April of 2025. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The town of Aiken. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, the town of Aiken is one in the western tier of Richland County's towns. The second from the south, it is bonded on the north by the town of Sylvan and on the east by Dayton, to the south by Richwood, and on the western border by Crawford County. The surface of the town is well watered by Mill Creek and Knapps Creek and their numerous tributaries. The valleys, very fertile, in many cases the ridges furnish excellent farming land. The first settlement in the town of Aiken was on the limits now comprising what affected the spring of 1851 by one Martin Munson, Ole Johnson, and John Torgerson, a party of Norwegians. They came from Dodgeville. Martin Munson entered land on sections 20 and 27. There he erected a log cabin and commenced on improvements. This was then on what might be called an extreme frontier. Many travelers on their way westward were entertained at the Munson's little log cabin. Mr. Munson was an industrious and thrifty man. He accumulated considerable property. He remained here until the time of his death. As for Ole Johnson, he entered the northwest quarter of the northwest section 35. He died there on the 18th of March, 1855. And as for John Torgerson, he remained here just a short time before returning to Dodgeville. 2 years later, he came back and then entered into the southeast quarter of the southeast section 33, where he still lives when this article was written. The Aiken Post Office was established in 1856 with Zenas Bevier as the postmaster. The office was kept at his house on the northeast quarter of Section 2 and was on the mail route from Muscadet to Viroqua. Mr. Bevier was postmaster until his death in 1861. D.D. Woodruff was then appointed postmaster, and the office was removed from the residence and moved to a line in the town of Sylvan. In 1877, the office was discontinued. Brady's post office was established in 1868. It was James Brady that was appointed the first postmaster, and there he kept his office ever since at his residence on Section 19. At first, the office was on the route from Richland Center to DeSoto, and mail was received once each week. At the present time, though, the mail route from Muscadet to Sugar Grove, mail is delivered once a week each way. The town of Aiken was created by the County Board of Supervisors in November of 1855. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Lattimore Rennick, one of the earliest settlers of Richland County.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
WRCO News Time is 8:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Sunday, December 1st. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died November 10th after an eight-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held today from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradawill, 69, of Highland, died November 17th. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to NextGen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradawill, 69, of Highland. Bernard Matthew Barney Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground, died Wednesday at home, surrounded by family. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 at St. Philip's Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Burial will follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Society of Divine Word, earmarked Diocese of Wewak Seminarians, Papua New Guinea. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bernard Matthew Barney Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground. Pauline P. Polly Titchener, 93, of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Pauline P. Polly Titchener, 93, of Spring Green. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaugh, 74, of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, age 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's memory. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, age 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died at the Richland Hospital yesterday. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, December 11th, at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday, December 11th, from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
And plenty of birthdays on this first day of December to announce. First of all, happy birthday goes out to Sandy Mott, and that comes from the Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to Alex Gotch from Lori and the Guys. Lori and the Guys would also like to wish a happy birthday to Betty Creasy. And the primary school, Richland Center Primary School, would like to wish a happy birthday to Brianna Halverson. Happy 88th birthday to Sandy Mott from everyone in the Pleasant Ridge Church Association. Happy birthday wishes go out to Donna Meyer, and that's from Anita and Dave. Happy birthday from the Durst cousins to Betty Ruland Creasy. Also, the Muscadet Blue River Avoca Lions would like to wish a happy birthday to Marcia Curtis and Craig Johnson. Happy 88th birthday to Sandy Mott from Merriman, Sue, Hillary, Eric, and Natalie. Birthday wishes go out to Mary Ferguson. Happy birthday from Ellen Bradley, and she did retire in Ellen Bradley in 1801, so that's a happy birthday goes out to Mary Ferguson. Also, happy birthday wishes goes out to Alan Gotch, and that comes from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And happy birthday to Jordan Bruning, Lakin Lynn Manning, Debbie Kiley, Brandon Adams, Jacob Lee, Nicholas Fish, and Pam Moran. That's from the Richland Center Lions Club. Today's birthdays and anniversaries have been sponsored by the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
And there was girls' high school basketball action in the area yesterday. First of all, in the Brookfield Central Thanksgiving Shootout, Bangor beat Milwaukee Academy of Science by a score of 60-39. And it was Mineral Point over Dodgeville by a score of 68-23. And another game that was played yesterday, Prairie du Chien beat Fenimore 51-26. John Tanchay had 22 points, and Nolan Winter scored 12 to pace number 15, Wisconsin, to a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Wisconsin gained control with a 17-3 run early in the second half, going in front 49-30 on a dunk by Winter with 11:21 remaining. The Cougars made just one of 13 shots during that stretch. Jalen Forrest was the only Cougars player to score in double figures. He had 10 points. Chicago State, which missed its first 10 shots from beyond the arc, pulled within 30-25 with 1:37 left in the first half. Tanjay's lay-in put the Badgers up 32-25 at the break. Elsewhere in the Big Ten in basketball action yesterday, it was New Mexico defeating Southern California 83-73, Texas A&M beat Rutgers 81-77, and Oregon beat Alabama by a score of 83-81. In WEAC action, it was Eau Claire defeating St. Norbert 84-75, Wisconsin Platteville beat Heidelberg by a score of 87-75. It was Carleton over UW River Falls by a score of 72-67, and Carthage beat Wisconsin Whitewater 69-63. Also yesterday in women's basketball action, the Wisconsin Badgers beat VCU by a score of 58-45. Cam Jones had 20 points, 10 assists, and 6 rebounds as number 10 Marquette remained unbeaten by breezing to a 94-62 victory over Western Carolina yesterday afternoon. Jones threatened to get his second triple-double of the season. He headed to the bench for good with 5:42 remaining. The 6'5" guard had 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 42 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists in his return to Milwaukee's lineup, and the Bucks won their 6th in a row by beating the struggling Washington Wizards 124-114. Antetokounmpo had missed the Bucks' 106-103 NBA Cup victory at Miami on Tuesday due to swelling in his left knee. Damian Lillard added 25 points and 10 assists, while Brooke Lopez scored 18 points. Also, Jordan Poole had 31 points. Malcolm Brogdon added 29 points and 11 rebounds for the Wizards, who have now lost 14 straight games. In Big Ten football action yesterday, Ohio State getting beat. Dominic Zavadas kicked a 21-yard field goal with 45 seconds left, and Michigan stunned number two Ohio State 13-10, ending the Buckeyes' hopes of returning to the Big Ten title game. Kalel Mullings broke away for a 27-yard run, setting up the Wolverines at Ohio State's 17-yard line with 2 minutes remaining. The drive stalled at the three, and Zavada came on for the chip shot. Ohio State got the ball back but couldn't move it, with Will Howard throwing incomplete on fourth down to seal the Wolverines' fourth straight win over their bitter rivals. Also in the Big Ten yesterday, it was number one Oregon beating Washington 49-21. Penn State beat Maryland 44-7. Notre Dame was victorious 49-35. Indiana over Purdue 66-0. Illinois beat Northwestern 38-28. Rutgers beat Michigan State 41-14. And UCLA beat Fresno State 20-13. And in the WEAC football Division III second round tournament, actually it was the NCAA Division III second round tournament, and teams from the WEAC that participated, they got knocked out of the tournament. First of all, St. John's, Minnesota beat Wisconsin La Crosse by a score of 24-13, and Wartburg defeated Platteville by a score of 19-14. This WRCO Sports has been brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Wilkinson Auctions, huge equipment consignment auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Glory forever. trust your heart, I trust your name.
Shine to me.